Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to conference call to discuss SJVN Limited Q2 FY25 earnings hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q2 FY25 conference call of SJVN. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of SJVN, represented by Mr. H.K. Singh, sir, Director of Finance, and Mr. Soumendra Das, Company Secretary. We will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to Mr. H.K. Singh, sir, for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, a very good afternoon to all of you. I am Akhileshwar Singh, Director of Finance, SJVN. I am extremely happy to share some of major developments in quarter two for the financial year 2024-25. One of the major developments in this quarter is that SJVN has conferred with the prestigious Navratna status by the Department of Public Enterprises, Government of India. The prestigious recognition making company 25th Navratna of India marks a momentous milestone in the SJVN 36-year journey. Further, we have recently commissioned 90 MW Omkareshwar solar project on the 8th of August 2024 in the state of Madhya Pradesh, with the capacity to generate 196 million units of energy per annum. The project is situated in Omkareshwar Floating Solar Park. Agreement for sale of power already signed with RUMSL, Reva Ultra Mega Solar Limited, and MP Power Management Company Limited. Thus, in terms of latest addition in our operating asset, 90 MW more power has been added, which will add approximately 64 crore to our revenue per year. With the commissioning of this project, the total installed capacity of SJVN stands at 2,466.50 million units. Another development is that the Cabinet Committee of Economic Affairs, chaired by Honorable Prime Minister of India, has approved the investment of 5,792.36 crore for 669 MW Lower Arun Hydroelectric Project in Nepal. The levelized tariff of the project will be 4.99 per unit on 2/8/2024. The project will be implemented through SJVN Lower Arun Development Company Private Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of SJVN incorporated in Nepal. We are excited to inform that in the month of July, Government of Mizoram has allotted Darzo-Lui 2,400 MW pump storage project to SJVN. That will be the first pump storage project that will be added in the portfolio of SJVN. Darzo-Lui pump storage project with installed capacity of 2,400 MW is to be developed across Darzo-Nala, a tributary of the Tuipui River. MOU signed with the Government of Maharashtra on 26/9/2024 to develop a 100 MW pump storage project and 505 MW floating solar project, investment amounting to rupees 48,000 crore. On the part of progress of project, another milestone achieved with the completion of hydro test of first unit spiral casing in Arun 3 HAP. As far as our solar project is concerned, supply of solar PV module for Bikaner Solar Plant, 1,000 MW commenced in the month of July, and 100% supply of modules of 100 MW Punjab Solar Project has been received at site. Also, we are happy to highlight our power generation achievement in the second quarter. Our Nathpa-Jhakri Power Project has achieved the highest ever quarterly generation of 3,450.98 million units, second quarter surpassing previous highest record of 3,401.83 million units. Quarter 2 in the financial year 2021-22. Rampur Hydro Power Station has achieved the highest ever quarterly generation of 955.616 million units. Further, all the three hydro power plants, that is Nathpa-Jhakri, RHPS and Natwarmori, have achieved their highest generation in a single day ever since their commissioning. I am also happy to share some recent development in current quarter as well. Boiler light up of Unit 1 of Buxar Thermal Project successfully achieved on 2nd October 2024. The boiler light up of Unit 2 marks a significant milestone as it is the most important step that paves the way of unit synchronization and thereafter commercial operation of the unit. Project will generate 9,828 million units of energy, and 85% of this power would be utilized in the state of Bihar alone. MOU signed with the SPPWD for widening of project road of Suni Dam, HEP 382 megawatt, on 21-10-24. Work includes widening of stretch from Dhalli to Khaira, including construction of bridge for an estimated cost of 70 crore. So giving a brief of our project, as on day 12 project of 2,467 megawatt and two transmission lines are under operation. Four hydro projects of 1,558 megawatt, one thermal project of 1,320 megawatt and 11 solar projects of 1,958 megawatt are under construction. In the recent past, Government of India has launched PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, which aims to provide free electricity to 1 crore household in India. We are extremely happy to share that towards this scheme, SJVN has been allotted 3 states, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab and Arunachal Pradesh. SJVN has also been assigned the responsibility of installation of rooftop solar system on government building, and 18 ministries have been allocated to us in this regard. As far as progress is concerned, process of empanelment of vendors is underway. You must also be aware that SJVN has been listed as one of the renewable energy implementing agency by government of by Ministry of New and Renewable Energy to meet the 500 gigawatt target by 2030. In financial year 24-25 for September and 24 September ending quarter 2, we are ahead of target and achieved more than 100% target, as SJVN has floated tender of 7.5 gigawatt. Overall, SJVN has floated tender of 18.6 gigawatt and awarded capacity of 8.1 gigawatt till date. I am happy to share that SJVN conferred with the SJVN with the pollution control, waste management and recycling excellence award during PCWR summit and awards 24 organized by Green Tech Foundation at Guwahati, Assam on 27 July 2024. I once again reiterate that SJVN moving towards to achieve our vision of installing 25,000 megawatt portfolio in operation by 2030 and 50,000 megawatt by 2040. Thanks. Now, Rupesh, over to you.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Marcel, from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. My first submission is that, like in the last conference also, we requested that while giving this notification of unleashed intimation, Mr. Soumendra Das can also attach the link of the Diamond Pass link also, because it's very difficult to navigate through your website to find the link. So I'm sure that, like, this is a reminder, and the next time Mr. Soumendra Das will make sure that he will attach this diamond link, this page also, while informing about the intimation of the analyst conference, like being done by all other listed companies.
Okay, noted.
Number two, sir, like if we didn't find the presentation.
Okay.
So the presentation is uploaded in your SDN website or in the BSE or NSE
No, no, we have not uploaded the presentation.
Okay, so this is also like because like we have made a very huge investment in the SDN now, and SDN itself is making huge investment in gigawatt in terms of many like this power projects. So it is humble request that please to make sure that in the next time before the analyst meeting conference call, this presentation is uploaded so that it will be much easier for you people also to answer question, and the lesser question will be asked because majority of the answer will be available within the PPT itself. Okay, and my so my first question.
Soumendra has some question to you.
Sir, PPT in which form, sir?
Hello?
Sir, the results has been published in the website, sir.
Hello?
And what sort of PPT, sir, you want?
Even magic I know.
I'm not able to hear you, sir.
Okay.
Sir, what sort of PPT, sir, you need? Accordingly, we'll have to prepare and we'll.
PPT presentation, all listed company, when they are conducting this analyst conference, they always give the PPT presentation.
Okay.
Like, so you can see announcement of any listed company, you will find presentation there.
Okay.
So
that we will.
Like this is. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Because this is a very healthy development, like this will be transparent. A lot of answer will be available there itself.
Okay.
So
next time,
Yes, sir.
Definitely we will do this thing.
Thank you, sir. So in the PPT, you can delve in detail. For example, you have under construction project, you can go one by one, okay, that this project is going to commission so and so, this is from the stage. So you can explain more in detail, because now the company has is having hundreds of projects. So
Yes, sir.
it's very much required to give the PPT, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just like my first question is that, like you have many projects under construction, like hydro 4 project, renewable 10 project, and thermal 1 project. So can you please give us a timeline that when these projects are going to be commissioned?
Yes.
Mr. Marshall, does that answer your question?
No. Like, I just asked the first question now.
Okay, sir.
So far, I give only suggestions.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
For 24-25,
Yeah.
Buxar thermal project 660 megawatt is expected to be commissioned by January 25.
Okay.
Bagodara 35 megawatt will be commissioned by December 24.
This is what, again, thermal or the hydro?
No. This is today we are having only one thermal project.
Okay. Fine. Okay. Because no, but because in thermal, the capacity given is 1,320.
Yeah.
So maybe phase one will be.
I am talking about the 24-25. I am talking about the.
Okay, sir. Fine, sir. Okay. Next, sir.
I am giving you the detail of 1,888 megawatt, which is expected to be commissioned by 24-25.
Very good, sir.
In that, Buxar is 666 megawatt, the only thermal project we are expecting by January, first unit, by January 25. Then solar Bagodara 35 megawatt by December, and 35 megawatt, another 35 megawatt by March 25. Bikaner 500 megawatt by March 25, Bikaner solar project under CPSU. Omkareshwar we have already commissioned. Then PSPCL Punjab 100 megawatt we are expected to commission by December 24. BBMB 18 megawatt we are expected to commission by March 25. GeoVNL 100 megawatt by March 25. GUVNL 260 megawatt by March 25 and Jammu solar project 75 megawatt by January 25.
Sir, like just a, like a humble input.
We'll share the details.
Thank you, sir. But I'm saying that like many projects are being like targeted in March 25. So I'm sure that this will be commissioned within March and it will not be further postponed to the next financial year, right?
Maybe some slight change will be maybe there because of the many problem during the execution stage. Some might be some shortfall or some slippage will be there.
Okay, no problem. My connected to this person, sir, now we have many projects in the, especially in the solar. So the EPC construction is being done by our own in-house EPC being, or are you outsourcing it to the third party for the for
this? We are not doing any EPC. Basically, our work is only for supervision and control, monitoring and supervision. No, we are outsourcing. In fact, we are awarding the contract in different form. Somewhere it is land with everything like module or all the balance of plants. Somewhere we are purchasing land and module also, and we are awarding balance of plant. But all EPC work are being awarded to the contractors.
But sir, here is a major input I am giving you, sir, here, because I also come from the construction background. Because we have now got 21 gigawatt under allotment and 5 gigawatt almost under pre-construction, and 2 gigawatt is already gone, okay. So 26 gigawatt we have. In 26 gigawatt, hopefully, I think you will be spending how much money, for example, maybe about... You will be spending more than 10,000 crore rupees or even much beyond that. So what I am saying, I think there is some scope for cost efficiency, either in terms of procurement or in terms of EPC also, because so many projects you are going to have. So maybe if you set up your own EPC team also, so maybe one project they can do on the test basis, and thereafter, it's all them is very easy, because I've also done solar project in my career. So otherwise, if you give this all them to this company, any company, for example, who is doing solar, so means they are making money on our behalf, at our cost. So what I'm saying, because now your scale is too big, so, and in the future it will be even bigger. So it's high time that we start setting up, we make the backward integration. Otherwise, a good amount of cost is being debited to the project, which is being paid to the contractor. So we can have efficiency. Once we set up one small project, then it's cleaning thing on them. The word is given on them, but it's basically cleaning. So it's not a rocket science. So what I'm saying, instead of instead of following only the method of being a supervisor, I think our cost of construction will be definitely at a higher level, and our ROE and ROC will also get reduced. So it is very much required that the company creates an EPC division wherein one project can be set up by ourselves, and then gradually it can increase the number of projects. Number one, definitely O&M cost, which is going to pay for the next 25 years, can be substantially reduced by having our own this O&M team. Two, number three, and now this a lot of companies are in reliance, a lot of companies are coming in a mega way in terms of production of all the solar modules. So there is a lot of scope lies in terms of bargain in terms of purchase. So I'm sure that you are adopting all kind of what I'm saying. This is
that strategy.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but I request you to get back to the question queue for the question.
Didn't answer yet. Hello, Mr. Moderator. You are not following what I'm asking. So far, I gave only two this input only. I gave only suggestion.
Let me reply to you. Partly, I agree with you, and we have considered, we are considering all these options, but sometime, I'm telling that partially, I agree with you. We are public sector undertaking, or our manpower cost is always higher in comparison to the cost of the manpower taken through contractor on higher basis, because we have lot of remuneration facility which we cannot, if we are giving it to all the employees or maintenance staff, it will be more costly. And in that case, we have planned to go to float another company with the private sector, etc., a joint venture, so that we can have a separate manpower for that company. It is in the under proposal stage, but having a government company, we have to take lot of approval. And like what you have referred, like Reliance or Adani, see, their management can take any decision in the favor of the company, even by violating the procedure, etc. But here we are having a lot of checks and balances, controls. There is CAG, there is a CVC, there is a CBI. So we cannot take decision like them. To go start work or start a new venture, we have to take also approval from DIPAM and NITI Aayog for floating a company or having a joint venture with private sector. But we are examining all these aspects, and we are also trying to do it, and we will be adopting whatever possible ways are there to maximize our profit.
All right.
Yeah.
Mr. Marshall seems to have disconnected at this moment.
Okay.
We will take the next question, which comes from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah. So I have first question. In terms of addition target for FY 25, 26, 27, can you just highlight, like, you know, how the addition will look like?
24-25, we are planning to have 1800 megawatt almost in 24-25. Plus 25-26, it will be 6,357 megawatt. And and 26-27, another 3,000 megawatt will be added, plus 27-28, 1,700 megawatt.
Okay. And then, sir, in this year, what is the addition that we have done in first half?
In this year, we are planning to have, in fact, I have already applied, Buxar 666 megawatt one unit, Bagodara 70 megawatt, and Bikaner 500 megawatt. Omkareshwar already we have added, PSPCL and Punjab 100 megawatt, plus BBMB 1800 megawatt, and almost 400 megawatt in 360 megawatt in Gujarat and 75 megawatt in Bihar.
Yeah, no, so in the first half, what is the addition that we have done in the first half?
First half addition, we have added Omkareshwar and Rajneshka. Omkareshwar 90 megawatt.
90 megawatt in the first half.
Yeah.
Okay. I think on capacity addition, earlier in the quarter one, we have guided, we'll do something like 2.6 odd gigawatt in this year. So it looks like couple of projects they are moving in the renewable.
Yeah, we are expecting 1.8 gigawatt this year.
Okay, got it, sir. And maybe one last thing. So I think addition has not been much. So what explains the rise in or the increase in the interest cost on a quarter-on-quarter basis this quarter, or maybe why and why also, if you can see there is an increase.
In fact, the interest cost of the Natwar Mori, that is, that has come under operation.
Okay, so that is the only element, or any securitization related expense that is getting booked in P&L, anything of that sort that is coming up?
No, I don't think it is much. 1,000 crore addition. in the securitization expense. He's talking about the expenses. There is no much expense on the securitization.
Okay.
Only interest cost is there.
Okay. So if one has to understand on a quarterly basis, like in this quarter, we have dead roughly like, you know, 200 crore ka interest cost. So, I mean, like, you know, can this be a similar number in the quarters to come? Or
Yes, yes. It will be a similar number.
Okay, okay. And this Natwar Mori, when this was commissioned, sir?
In fact, the November 23, it was commissioned.
Okay. Sure. Sure, sir. And maybe I'll take it a couple of other questions off him. Yeah. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Surana from Monarch Network Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. One, in the report for this quarter that is published, there's a mention of Devsari hydroelectric project wherein we have spent 250 crores and it has been put on hold. Can you please elaborate on what's the status of this and how, I mean, can there be a recovery of this amount? Second question is, if you can just give me a status on the Arun 3, is there a delay or when can we expect the project to get commissioned?
In fact, Devsari project, there is a hold by Environment Committee and by Supreme Court. But Supreme Court has stopped construction on project under Ganga Basin, but the Devsari project is not listed in that list. But somehow Government of India has not permitted us to go for the construction, but now we have filed a petition with the help of Government of India with the Supreme Court to allow us to start construction, and we are hopeful that very soon we are getting the nod of the Supreme Court to start the construction.
Understood, sir.
And Arunthi, we are expecting to commission by September 25.
September 25.
Yeah.
So just one last question. There's a small, very small amount of non-controlling interest in our reserves this time. Can you just give some insights on how this non-controlling interest is coming from?
We have formed a joint venture with the Assam government, APDCL, Assam Power Distribution Company, and 49% share, we are having 51% equity in that company, and Assam APDCL is having 49%. So that 49% share of them is non-controlling interest.
Understood. Sir, any CapEx guidance for the next 3 years? On a near one?
CapEx guidance, in fact, due to delay in Natwar, Buxar project and Arun 3 and Luri, some incident were there. And the Bikaner also, it has now there is a delay in module supply. So this year CapEx against the 12,000 crore, we are revising it to 9,000 crore. For the financial year 24-25. And next year we are having a capex of 12,000 crore. We have today itself we have got the budget approved. And similar capex, 12-13,000 crore is expected during 26-27.
Understood, sir. So, in the last earnings call you mentioned some IPO of your green energy arm. Any update on that?
Yeah, we have already got the proposal approved by the board today, and we are approaching the ministry and DIPAM for taking approval, and we are also going to appoint bankers or underwriters. We are in the process. We are expecting to complete the process by March 25.
Understood, sir. Any finalization of the amount that we are going to raise?
1,000 crore.
Understood. Got it. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Mittal from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity.
Sir, please get closer to your microphone.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So just to understand on Buxar, I remember we had certain issues on the land procurement part. Have those issues been resolved?
I know still it is going on, but for the commissioning of the project, we have gone for the rail Gati Shakti arrangement, and we are having some separate line at the Chausa substation, the railway station, and from there we will be transporting coal to the plant. Almost 5 kilometer distance will be there, where by road we will be transporting. And this way, will be initially operated, and with the help of the Lara court in the Bihar, we are trying to settle the land issue, and hopefully it is expected that it will be, they have given some higher compensation and the farmers are interested, and it will be settled within 6-7 months. And then construction of the main railway line will start.
And sir, on the water part as well, there were some issues.
Water part, we have made some arrangement with the help of the Water Resource Department of the Government of Bihar. Alternate arrangement has been made. There was some nala coming to the in the project area through Ganga. So we have made the alternative arrangement, and it is on the government land. So we have made all the arrangement has been made for that.
Okay.
Only that part will be crucial.
So for the first 660 megawatt, the transportation, you know, from the 5 kilometer rail should be sufficient to operate that plant at optimal level. Like, would coal availability be an issue through the current route itself?
No, I don't think we have planned everything, and it will not be issue.
But will that be a bottleneck for the second unit then?
I know.
Okay. So when do we plan to commission the second one?
Second by June 25.
By June. Okay. The second question was, sir, you mentioned that Natwar Mori has you know, commissioned, and I believe this is on a merchant basis, right? There's no PPA that
till now it is on merchant basis.
Right. So could you just help me understand, you know, what was the overall revenue and the realization and the EBITDA for Natwar Mori for the first half?
56 crore is the revenue for the first half. For the quarter, second quarter.
Okay.
Yeah. And EBITDA. So 8 crore is the revenue for the first half. And EBITDA. $76 crores.
For the first half?
Yeah.
Okay. So how much units were generated in this quarter and for first half? Not one Guri?
I think we have generated 197 million units. And we, in fact, our design energy, we have declared is about 265, but we are expecting to achieve more than 300 million units.
197 for the first half, right?
Yeah, first half.
Okay.
But now generation will be lesser because this water availability will be low. But still it is showing a good sign.
Fair. So this operates like a merchant for us.
Yeah.
Just a clarification, sir, Arun 3, has the PPA been signed?
No, it has not been signed. we are again floating, planning to float a tender for ONGC.
Okay. Got that. So just one last question on the green energy part. Yes. If you could just help me with what is the current you know, renewable portfolio that we have, and how much renewable both solar and wind do we have under construction as on date?
In fact, we have 494 megawatt under operation, and under construction we have 1800 megawatt.
Okay. Got that. No, those were my questions.
1958 megawatt under construction.
1958.
Okay. And these are all 8 gigawatt project we have signed the PPA.
Okay. Over and above this 1958?
No, no. It will include.
Okay. So another 6 gigawatt we have.
Another 6 gigawatt.
Got that. Vipay, sir. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ragini Pandey from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes.
So, sir, projects for which the power purchase agreement has been signed, is there any issue in signing the power supply agreement for those projects? Are you facing any difficulty?
You are talking about our own project or project under Renewable Energy Implementation Agency?
Under REIA. Yeah.
REIA, yes. There is some issue. There is some delay. But in fact, we have already issued the LOI for almost 8 gigawatts. But we have signed PPA for about 4 gigawatts. And balance PPA on the pipeline.
So, sir, I mean, is there any risk for cancellation, for PPA cancellation that stands?
Day by day, the prices are getting reduced. Those, there may be one or two cases of hybrid tender where the price, the tariff discovered is more. In case we are not getting PPA signed with the state, then it will be PSA signed with the state. Then it may be we may have to think of terminating the PPA.
Oh, okay. And with respect to...
Right now it is not, I'm not expecting because the rate is in the range of 350 and today, but we have, in case of a tender of hybrid today, we have discovered a lowest price of 319. So if I will be approaching any of the DISCOM, they will pick up first 319 price in place of 350.
Okay. And with respect to renewable projects, is there any execution challenges that you are facing?
In fact, some of our projects are getting delayed. One, this CPSU Bikaner, due to the module supply. Module availability is not the issue in the country, but the module with DCR, the domestic content requirement, is the challenge. Which we have awarded contract to Tata, and they have set up their plant, but the plant is yet to be stabilized. And after stabilizing, in fact, October 24 was the last date for commissioning of the project. But we are expecting that it by March we will be commissioning 500 megawatt, and another 5 megawatt may go up to June 25. Similarly, the few projects we have got in the solar project, solar park in Gujarat, Rajasthan, etc., in that case we are not getting any challenges. But the project where land is to be arranged by us, we are facing problem in land acquisition, and the projects are getting, they may slip few months. We have faced problem, and it is expected that the project may be delayed by few months.
Okay, and I don't know whether I've missed this, but what was the commissioning timeline for Buxar? I mean, was there a delay in Buxar as well?
Buxar, we have already intimated January 25, we are expecting to commission first unit of 660 megawatt and another second unit by June 25. January 1st unit and June 25 second unit.
So in the previous call, I remember the first unit you had said would be commissioned October. In the last quarter. I mean,
yeah,
why?
October or December we have said.
So the reason for delay?
In fact, the this rail infrastructure is getting delayed and there are some other issue also, but almost mainly delay due to the rail infrastructure.
Okay, and what was the incentive income for Q2?
Q2? Please repeat your question.
What is the incentive income?
Incentive income. Okay. 80 crore is the incentive income in the quarter 2 against the 59.44 crore in the last quarter of 23, quarter 2.
Okay, and sir, can you tell me the absolute number for regulated equity currently and guidance for 25-26?
Regulated equity is 7339 crore for our personal project. Nathpa Dhakri, Rampur, Solar Wind.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Does that answer all your questions, Ragini ma'am?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, this was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Ilaria Securities Private Limited for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
We thank GVN management for giving us an opportunity to host this call, and we also thank all the investors and the analysts for joining this call.
Okay, thank you.
On behalf of Ilaria Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.